Welcome to our stage.
Don't want to get your dress dirty.
I'm delighted to be here, and that's where my penny was, so
I ironed it myself, so it should be all right. I did, yes.
I feel very bad now, because mine's totally un-ironed and spotty.
Now, the reason you're here, Sherry, is because you're a patron of, now let me get it right, Child in Need Institute of India, which is about malnutrition in India. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Well, it's about malnutrition in children and infants in India, and also about the intergenerational cycle of malnutrition that goes on when you have girls malnourished at birth and during their adolescence, becoming mothers at a young age, and therefore starting off, if you like, from a low base, passing on that to their children. And of course, malnutrition isn't just about people not being able to be fed. It's also about the fact that a child who is malnourished at birth will live with that in the sense of the development of the brain and other organs for the rest of their lives. So actually fighting and stopping malnutrition in early childhood is really, really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Right, why don't you get cooking and give Sherry something to do?
Well, I'm going to get Sherry to cook. As I said earlier, if something goes wrong, I can blame her. What I was going to start with was the chicken, because it takes the longest. So what I've got here is some fresh ginger. I'm just going to put it straight in here, and some fresh garlic. And in here I've got some water, as you can see, so we can just whisk the whole thing to a fine puree, which I'm going to let you do with the hand blender. You've assured me you can cook, so I'm assuming you can do all of this stuff.
Fantastic things, these warm blenders, aren't they?
I went for lunch to one at my cousin's house in Jaipur, I think about 10 years ago. And she served lunch and there was a spinach dish. And it was my mother's sister, and it was her daughter-in-law. And she was so proud because her daughter-in-law spent the whole morning grinding the spinach on a stone. It literally took her hours. And I thought, we would just never do it. We would just never make spinach. So yes, very grateful. Quite fine. No, wherever it's at is fine, I'm sure. Okay.
And where does this dish come from?
Well, this is a dish my mother's been cooking for ages, and it uses the main spice in it that we're going to taste is dried pomegranate powder. So it's a different variety of pomegranate, which is slightly sour as well as sweet, though it's dry, so it gives a beautiful tanginess, which is very unique to dried pomegranate powder. Plus, it's great for digestion. Please, straight in. So I've got my chicken in here. I'm gonna add some salt, coriander powder, a good amount, maybe about a tablespoon of coriander powder. Salt, will eat any kind of order. Garam masala, and then the dried pomegranate powder. And that's the only spices I'm putting in it, because I really want these spices to shine. So a good teaspoon, no, maybe about a tablespoon. And again, you know, this kind of a spice, you can always add it to taste later. So normally I would leave this whole thing to marinate, let the flavors really get deep into the chicken. But since we don't have that kind of time. I haven't. I would if I were grilling, just to make sure the heat gets through evenly. But I don't with this because sometimes things start to break up and fibers start coming out. So let's get this started. I don't see a flame.
You're on, because I can see the heat coming off it.
It is on? Okay.
Yeah, at the back.
Okay. So in goes a bit of oil. Again, this is the kind of dish, I'm putting in about 3 tablespoons, but this is the kind of dish where you can make it really low fat, because it doesn't need any onions to cook, or nothing needs to cook out first. So it's great for that kind of a thing. Chilies. People always associate Indian food with chilies, and I'm the first to say that actually Indians don't necessarily eat that much. It changes from household to household. So in my house, we don't. But the flavor of chilies is fantastic. I mean, people don't appreciate that, because they only just taste the heat. They don't quite get to the flavor. But when you add it in whole, you only taste the flavor, and then the seeds and the membranes which hold the heat stay within the chilies. So if you do that, put the chilies first, because once you put them in the heat, they are going to explode. So everything's just going to go in. Are you sure this pan's hot? It's not really sizzling.
You might want to use it's bottled gas. You might, if you use the large one at the front on the left.
Perfect, that's done. Okay.
Yeah. Or use the bigger ring in you.